Ambassador Mary Yates is deputy to the Commander for Civilian and Military Activities of AFRICOM and has a unique role in the military command. She met Wednesday with AU Commission Chairman John Ping and Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra to discuss policy coordination on many of Africa's trouble spots. Afterward, she said the conversation touched on the ICC indictments against Sudan's President Bashir. The African Union is urging a suspension of the arrest warrants for Mr. Bashir, and Chairman Ping is likely to lead a joint AU-Arab League delegation going to the UN Security Council soon to press the case. In apparent defiance of the arrest warrants, Mr. Bashir is traveling to regional capitals and is due in Addis Ababa early next month. But Ambassador Yates says AFRICOM would not be involved in any attempt to arrest him.
There is no role that I can see at this moment. There's a review of our policy towards Sudan. Certainly, crimes and war crimes need to be accounted for. And I think this is certainly a dialogue that I came to listen and have with the leaders of the African Union as well.
Yates says any U.S. military activity would be peripheral, as it was in the arrest of another indicted war criminal, Liberia's Charles Taylor.
I would look back to the arrest of President Taylor in Liberia. The U.S. military command played no role in that. We watched with concern. We helped get the ECOWAS peacekeepers into Liberia to bring about stability. The Iwo Jima sailed offshore, and we helped with Marines secure the airport. That's the kind of the role that the U.S. military plays after decisions have been taken. But we are not in the political arena.
Yates acknowledged the role U.S. ships are playing in international efforts to combat piracy off the coast of Somalia. She had nothing to say about Osama bin Laden's recent call for the overthrow of Somalia's new president, Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed. But she said the United States remains closely tuned to the movements of suspected terrorists from the Horn of Africa all the way to the Western Sahara.
I would leave the reaction to Osama bin Laden's comments up to the people of Somalia and the region. As far as our counterterrorism efforts, the U.S. military and the State Department together are working with 9 countries on both sides of the Sahara because of the ungoverned spaces in the Sahara. We have worked with them because to develop the capacity of Africans and African nations to look for the terrorists that are crossing their borders is something we take very seriously.
Yates is a career diplomat who has served both Republican and Democrat administrations in Africa. She says experience tells her that while there will be small changes here and there in U.S. policy toward Africa under President Barack Obama, she cannot imagine what she called broad brush changes in the new administration. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.